Hola, amigos. Welcome to the A Little Gray and a Lot of Grays podcast. This is your host, Ari. In the last 6 years, my husband and I have built a million-dollar business from our kitchen table and using social media, alongside having two babies. So you can only imagine all the value that we want to give you guys. So in this podcast, you'll hear from business to how to elevate yourself and become 1% better every single day. Even some teachings that I've learned being a mother and some social media tactics that nobody will share with you. So whether it's a conversation with myself or some homies that I get to interview, I hope you enjoy the podcast and let's get into the show. Welcome back, guys. I have a lot of things on my heart to deliver on this podcast episode, and I'm super excited to have one of my girlfriends that I've actually known for over 10 years, and it started, I don't even know, did we meet on Facebook? I don't even remember. I met her when I first moved to San Diego. I wasn't even 21, so now you can do the math on how old we are. And she was literally my first friend in San Diego. And I remember our conversations, we would talk about how she couldn't wait for me to be 21 because I wasn't 21 yet, so we could go out and drink. And we've literally watched each other through social media for the last over 10 years. But today, you guys, I have my girlfriend here to talk about some things that I feel like can be so valuable in the time that we are right now with this whole coronavirus. And we're not going to talk about the coronavirus, but we're going to talk about how people's energies have been showing up lately, and you can just feel it in the air. I saw a post that she made on Facebook and I was like, dude, this is so valuable. I feel like a lot of people don't even know how easily it is to just get out of this anxiety feeling that's just overpowering everybody right now. So Vanessa, please introduce yourself. Tell them your story. Tell them everything that you've been through the last, how many years that we've known each other, and then we'll get into the whole conversation that we're going to have today.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for having me. So my name is Vanessa Turk, and I am born and raised in San Diego, California. Let's see, what about me? My parents split up when I was just a baby, so you can kind of get my framework of why I've had to do all of this work on myself. My parents split up when I was just a baby, so I had a single mom who was raising me. So many people can relate to that. Let's see, I opened up a spa business when I was 19. That's how we met. Was through my spa. So we got to have some really in-depth and vulnerable conversations there. And then my 20s, just kind of in and out of toxic relationships. Like, and I don't want to disregard all the good in my life because I have so much good, and I come from a really big Italian family, and I have so much love and affection, and I'm best friends with my mom. So, but during my 20s, I had a really challenging time, drugs and alcohol, very much in the party scene, in and out of toxic relationships. And I had my spa business for 12 years. And then I was ending a toxic relationship, and a friend of mine for 4 years, who is military, he was ending his relationship. We got together and he was like, oh, I have orders to move to Hawaii. We started dating. I'm like, sign me up. I'm going to sell my business. I could use a change. And bought myself a one-way ticket to a place that I had never been to before. And I had no idea what that journey was going to be. But I went for it. I literally, it was like within a 3-month time period that all this was happening. Yeah. And I picked up and I moved. And that is when I did a deep dive into me. And having to face the hard reality that I'm the problem. Like, we are all the problems in our own lives. And I know that we all have different challenges as children, but there comes a certain time where we have to take responsibility for ourselves. Like, it's no longer our parents' fault because they're doing the best that they could at that time. And we can't keep blaming other people for the way that our lives are as adults. And so there was, I was by myself, really. My boyfriend at the time, he was going to work every day and I was alone in this house. I sold my business. I had no job. And I just got to start being real with myself. We'll talk a little bit about that during this time, but then fast forward to 3.5 years, and this was in October. I moved back to San Diego, and we had broken up in September. I moved back here with a couple of suitcases and my dog, and that's it. And now I'm back. My life exploded. It's been a little challenging, but I feel like I joke about it, but like right now, like I can't lose anything. Like I literally don't have anything. Like the coronavirus, like what? Like I don't, you can't take anything from me. But in all seriousness, I'm very lucky. I have my family. I'm back at my parents' house. My mom is helping support me right now. I'm 35. Like these are challenges. My comeback story is going to be the shit, you know, like, so I'm really excited, but I'm very fortunate. I have my health. I have my family. I have my parents. And with all this coronavirus going on right now, I'm very lucky to be back at my parents' house. So,
you know what I was thinking about as you were speaking, that like something so admirable about you is that you take chances and that you're not scared to just take a leap. And sometimes, you know, it's a lot of the time for our people that are our age, we're so stuck in certainty. We need things to be certain. And something that's so incredible about you and that I've noticed in the last however many years, that you've always taken chances and you've always like walked the unknown, and it's so special. It's so cool that you've done that. And I also love that, you know, if you're in this house and you don't have any friends, like a lot of people would actually not even take a deep dive into themselves. They won't take that leap like you did. And maybe people don't even know how to even go there. So, and I know because I watch your feed that you're a reader and you like to read and you like to meditate and you've always been active and like into nature. So let's talk about some things that you learned, what you've overcome, and you're learning from now, just really digging into yourself.
Yeah. So right before I left Hawaii, my 31st birthday is actually the last day that I have done drugs. I did a lot of cocaine on my 31st birthday for 48 hours. The guy that I was dating, I told him, please don't bring any drugs. Like, I don't want to start my birthday this way. And he brought it. And I did it. So I can't blame him, right? It was my fault. Mm-hmm. But I woke up and I was like, screw this. Most of the time, in order for us as human beings to make a change, we have to hit I'm fed up. Mm-hmm. I'm fed up with my weight. I'm fed up with my unhealthy relationship. I'm fed up not having money. I'm fed up with my job that I hate, right? We have to get to that point of like, we're suffering so much. Now I'm going to make a change. Mm-hmm. And so that was such a pivotal moment in my life. And I'm like, never again. And then my ex-boyfriend, Rafael, he's an engineer, doesn't drink, never done drugs, like super straight edge. And he was perfect for me at the time. And when he came into my life and we started dating, I prayed for my perfect partner. I'm like, whoever he is, I'm not getting involved with anybody unless he makes me happier than I am by myself. So bring me my perfect partner. And he showed up. And for those 3.5 years, he was perfect for me, even though our personalities are so different, because I am very much the, I'm going to say yes, I'm going to figure it out. I'm comfortable in the uncertainty. I know as a spiritual practice, that's where all the magic happens. Our little lizard brains, there's so much out in the world. We don't even know that's possible. And so when you get comfortable in that unknown and the uncertainty of like God, whoever your spiritual higher being, the universe, your spirit, God, use me for my highest good. Use me for my highest good. And that's what I always say. Like, what is the next best step for me to take? And I let go of control. It's very hard to let go of control though. And so when I got to Hawaii, I did not read. I read a little bit before, like spiritual books and stuff. Mm-hmm. But when I got to Hawaii, I started working from home. We started a real estate business. But I really started, and it's with one book at a time, one podcast at a time, one leader at a time. It just takes one comment or one statement that makes you think differently, makes you ask different questions. And I just, that's how it happened. So it was 3.5 years of this happening, right? But I feel like I was praying, like, God knows what I want. And, you know, oftentimes we write out this list of like the perfect job, or we write out this list of the perfect partner that we want, but we have to take an inventory of ourselves to see, are we the person that can handle that? Mm-hmm. Most of the time we aren't. Like, we have to work on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like God was like, okay, we know what you want, but you're not that person. Like, that man doesn't want you. Because look at, like, you're out doing drugs and doing all these things. Like, you don't respect yourself. So that man, he doesn't want you, because he needs a queen, and you're not that. Mm-hmm. Or the money. Like, great, you say you want all this money, but can you even handle it? Do you know how to manage money? Do you have a good CPA on your team? Do you have a good attorney on your team? Like, do you know how to balance a checkbook? No. Why are we going to give you all that money? Mm-hmm. So I got there, I got to Hawaii, and I really started like evaluating myself. And it was just slowly, like, it just started happening. And the universe was to go move you into the middle of the Pacific Ocean by yourself on an island, so you can go figure out your shit, because you're not strong enough to do it here. You have too many. There's too many outside forces that can suck you back in. And so we're going to go move you out here, but we're going to make you believe that this Miriam. And once you're healed, we're going to move you back. So I feel like over the past year, my affirmations and what I've been praying has been totally different, and it hasn't been attached to anything. It's been attached to how I want to feel and how I want to show up and how I want to serve my community. And I feel like God was like, all right, you got it now. Like, finally you get it, but this is not the path. So now we're going to literally flip your life upside down to go put you back on the right course, because now you're strong enough to be that queen who gets that king to build that empire that you want. And so I came back here in October, and that's what's been going on.
That's so cool. And not to say that people have to go to Hawaii and figure it out, but I feel like when we are ready, it shows up. And something that I've learned is that it will show up until you get the point. It'll show up over and over and over until you pass the test.
Yeah.
So what we're going to go into now with all this awesome wisdom that you hold, let's talk about, you know, we were talking earlier when I wasn't recording about how you can totally feel the energy right now with the world, with this virus, and people are freaking out and they're hoarding food and toilet paper and sanitizer and all this stuff. And that's just a sign of anxiety. People are anxious. They don't know what to do. People's jobs, they're losing their job. They don't know how to pay their bills. And this conversation, I think it'd be super powerful to talk about that part, about the anxiety. How do you know if you have it? Maybe, you know, there's different levels of anxiety, but we're going to talk a little bit about anxiety and what are some things that people can implement in their day-to-day to loosen the grip on control. And I think you're the perfect person to go into that conversation with.
Yeah, so I realized that when I moved to Hawaii that I did have anxiety, and me going out every weekend and drinking alcohol and doing drugs was only feeding that anxiety. Mm-hmm. So temporarily, drugs, alcohol, cocaine, right? All these television, social media that goes right along with it, it produces endorphins in our brain and dopamine and serotonin. And so cocaine does it, ecstasy does it, alcohol does it, going through your Facebook does it, watching television. And so all these things feed into your anxiety and they make it worse. And over time, it actually will deplete your body of these good endorphins. So signs that you have anxiety, do you have restlessness, unwanted thoughts, you have fatigue, you have lack of concentration, you have worry, fear, not being able to sleep, you're irritable. These feelings, you know, if you look at me personally and you meet me, you will not think I'm not an anxious person. I don't have an anxious personality, but I can feel it boiling up in my chest, and it is such an uncomfortable feeling. And I notice that, like, I have to exercise every day. When I got to Hawaii, I've always exercised and been active, but I go every day. It's like my non-negotiable. I have to exercise. We all have time. I understand I don't have and I don't have children. I understand that it's easier for me to do it than some people. But you will make people will make an excuse. If it's a priority of yours, you will figure it out. There's plenty of gyms that have daycare, right? Like, if you have a spouse, have family, have friends, maybe trade, like there's a solution to it, but I do understand that it's a lot easier for me. But gym, exercise, it is my number one anxiety killer. I wouldn't say that it kills it, but it reduces it. And it releases those same endorphins. When you exercise and you move your body, you're getting oxygen to your muscles, you're able to move your body with more ease, you're releasing these, the dopamine and the serotonin, and it's increasing your mood. They're releasing happy feelings. And so, especially during this time of the coronavirus, like, we are being self-quarantined. Like, God quarantined me on an island by myself. But you know what he's doing right now is he's quarantining everyone to their house. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody complains that you don't have time. Well, here it is. You have the time. And stop complaining. Like, use this time. We're going to use this time to watch television and do nothing good. There's going to be people who just gain a bunch of weight because they're at home and eating all the snacks. You go to the grocery store, you don't need to buy all the snacks, you know, and not actually implement these healthy habits. And you have to do these healthy habits every day. So when people, I get a question sometimes and it drives me crazy. People ask me, you're still working out. Yep. Still exercising. Like, how often do you exercise? Every day. I move my body every day, you know, and maybe it's, and if you don't exercise, don't start every day. Like, you're going to get burnt out. You're not going to like it. It's going to become a stress. So start with, you know, maybe a 15-minute walk or a 15-minute run. Start with a 30 minutes and build your way up one day a week, 2 days a week, 3 days a week until you actually like it. So the exercise, it's like, just do it. Like, honestly, like, our bodies need it. And then two other things that I do daily, and I started doing them in Hawaii, is meditation and EFT tapping. They have saved my life. Like, I honestly do not know what I would do without both of those rituals. And EFT tapping, do you do EFT tapping?
No, but I know what it is. Okay. Can totally elaborate more. I do want to say that I truly believe in exercise, like, obviously, because, you know, that's kind of what we do for work. But I, for whatever reason, if I do not start my day off with me time and being at the gym and sweating, even if I step foot in the gym, like, I already feel good. It changes my mood. It's just so powerful. The just getting in a state of moving our body, and even like dancing, like, you know, what's been really cool, I've been seeing on Instagram how there's been, like, you know, I follow a lot of, like, spiritual, like, gurus, and, like, people are dancing and twerking, but they're like, I'm healing right now. And a part
of the energy in your body, literally,
it's so powerful to do that. And I was just thinking as well, I was thinking that, you know, people we have to be quarantined in a space, right? And you know how we're talking about the test will show up until you pass it? I feel like the time right now is happening for people to pass that. Yes. There's some people that have been addicted to, you know, food, and this is the time, this is a test, or, you know, being addicted to our self-sabotage of like, oh, I'll go to the gym on Monday. And now it's like the test is showing up, like move your body, work out. Like we have literally been on Facebook Marketplace buying like all the equipment because people are selling all their stuff because they're just sitting there staring at the junk in their house. And they're like, well, I haven't used this in forever. So if you're not going to, if I'm not going to use it, I'm going to sell it. So we're taking advantage. We got a freaking assault bike for $100. Like we got all this stuff. I'm like, it's the test. What are we, how are we going to pass this test? And I think exercise movement is just one of those magical things. And along with the things you're going to talk about, I think all these things are just so powerful for us to implement, especially in this time.
Especially in this time. Yeah.
So let's talk about tapping.
Yeah. So EFT tapping, it stands for Emotional Freedom Technique. And it's a combination of Chinese acupressure and modern psychology. So mm-hmm. I know we don't have that much time here, but I'll just break it down a little bit. So our actions, our daily actions, at a conscious level or at a subconscious level. So the way that we respond to most things are built in from us from when we were a child. So mm-hmm. between the ages of, and there's, it breaks down in different in segments, but it's like 0 to 2 or 3. And then from 2 to 3 to 7 and 7 to 14, and then all the way up until your early 20s. Mm-hmm. So look at your childhood and just think about like some of the things I realized when I was in Hawaii that I have abandonment issues. I had abandonment issues. And so abandonment, I do tapping on abandonment. And what you're doing is you're tapping on different meridian points and points on your body to release the stored energy and blocks that our bodies are holding onto. And so when you start to tap, you're tapping on the statement that your subconscious believes. So, you know, fear, worry, anxiety. You can do it for body aches, sore, like pain, right? Pain in our bodies are sometimes, a lot of times, are usually caused from an event. Mm-hmm. Like look back at, like if you have knee pain or shoulder pain, look back at when you started to feel that pain and think about the events that were happening in your life. I'm not saying that you really don't have an injury, but just take a look at that. And I can tell you with some of my ex-boyfriends that I started getting body pain, certain body pains, and the minute I broke up with them, I stopped having body pains. Like weird. So just pay attention. Like your body is telling you stuff. Yep. We gotta listen to it.
Yep.
And so you can literally tap on everything. Look up EFT tapping. You can look on YouTube. I literally type in EFT tapping self-sabotage, EFT tapping, whatever the category and the feelings that you're having. And sometimes I'll do tapping for 10 minutes. And then usually before, when I was, you know, going through all my healing, I could tap for 2 hours because new things were coming up for me. So like new feelings were coming up and like, I didn't even know I had that feeling. And then you're crying and then you start meditating and then you cry more. And it's like, yes, like you're releasing all this, these feelings, but in order to release it and let go of it, you have to live through it again. Mm-hmm. And that's the really hard part. And I think that's why a lot of people don't want to do the work because they literally have to relive the pain.
Right.
So, and then meditation, just starting with breathing techniques. That's the easiest way. Like do 5 minutes. I put my hand over my heart and I just breathe. And just focus on breathing in and out. Don't put so much pressure on yourself about not being able to think. Like our brains are wired to think. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But if you can just focus on one thing rather than a bunch of things. So I like to focus on my breathing. And then once you start practicing this, like if I could get paid to meditate, I would. Like I love it. And it honestly, sometimes I get in such a meditative state, I feel like I'm on drugs. Mm-hmm. And I'm not. I mean, it's awesome. I didn't have to do any cocaine to feel like this. You know, and that's just the truth. That's like, it just feels so good. You get your body, like, you can't feel your toes. You can't feel your fingers. Like, you can't, like, everything is so tingly. And when I have my hand over my chest, sometimes it feels like it's one. Like, I can't feel the difference. And so it's just so powerful. And you can do visualization meditation. I do that a lot. I'm such a daydreamer. And so we have to be really careful too, the things that we imagine in our heads. So especially right now with everything going on and watching the news, like, I think that we need to be informed, and I think that we need to know what's going on, but the media likes to put us in a state of fear.
Yep.
And we need to just watch. We need to think about, what's the next best step for me to take? How can I use this to my advantage? Like, what can I learn during this process? How can I become a better person? And just listen, like, you'll start getting downloads and messages and, like, little whispers from God or the universe. And I actually stopped telling myself what to do. I just start asking questions, and the better questions you ask, the better answers you'll get. So it's just, what am I supposed to learn? How can I better show up for my community? Just ask questions and then sit. And like, when you're in the shower, you'll get this idea and you're like, oh, that's a really good idea. Or you're washing dishes. Usually when you're doing something so small, when you're driving, like, you'll get these little downloads, and don't take them lightly.
That's powerful. So exercise, tapping, and meditation. And that doesn't have to take all day.
No, I do them in the morning. That's it. So exercise for 30 minutes, exercise. Sometimes I like to exercise for about 60 minutes, 60 minutes to 90 minutes every day, move my body. You don't have to do that. You can work out 3 days a week at 30 minutes if you want. But just get your sweat on, get your heart rate up. You have to work out your heart. And then meditate for 5 to 10 minutes and do an EFT tapping session for 10 minutes. So literally, like, it's 2 hours. We have 24 hours in a day.
And right now.
Right now, we have all the time. Literally, what I wrote down a quote today. I was listening to Jim Rohn, and he said that time is more valuable than money. We can always get back. We can always get more money, but we can never get back our time. And so when you think about that, like, literally, we have all been gifted with time. And I keep hearing this from other people, and it's just like, stay the course, stay your course. If you own a business, stay the course. I know things are going to be rough right now, but, like, just think about, like, think about the blogs you can write. Think about maybe updating your website. I'm reading a really good book right now called Build Your Story Brand. Really good. It's about redefining your story to make it more clear. It's clarifying your message. So read some of these books. Think how you can better serve your clients when you do get back into business, because this is going to pass. Right. And if you have worked on yourself and you have done things every day, maybe it's just one thing every day, but if you do one thing every day, that's 30 new things in a month, right? We're on lockdown until mid-April. Yes. So, you know, shut off the Netflix, like, turn off the television, make some healthy foods. Like, we don't need to eat a bunch of crap. Make some healthy new recipes. If you've been watching my stories, like, I've been in the kitchen cooking and you know, so use this time to your benefit and pick up the go run, go do some YouTube, go look up some HIIT workouts that you can do. You don't even need to get weights. Like, don't use that as an excuse, right? People are like, I don't have any weights, so I'm not going to work out.
Everybody's giving out free workouts right now. My whole timeline is like, yeah. Oh, workouts.
Yeah. You know, read a chapter a day. You know, there's so many things. You go create content. Like, I've been posting videos every day, and just like, you, when you learn something, share it. I read so many books. I read a physical book, usually a spiritual book and a like a self-development book. So I read a spiritual book in the morning, self-development book during the day. And then I listen to a book. And then I listen to podcasts. Like, it's a little extreme, but.
Can you imagine if everybody did one of these things? When we're out in the world, when this thing is over with, this world is going to be so freaking high off, like,
it's going to be awesome. People ask me all the time, they're like, Vanessa, how do you stay so positive? I'm like, I do all of the things, and I know that it can be overwhelming, but it literally gives me life. Like, I listen to motivational videos. I listen to the audiobooks. I listen to the podcasts. I read all the books. Like, I am just like, I want to absorb all the good stuff because there's so much negativity that like, I'm going to be the source of light. And I can just pass that on, but it is like, and it's never, you're never done. It's never, you can't. Doesn't matter what day of the week it is, like, it's never over, you know, but that's what a blessing that is.
Right. And that's no wonder why, you know, some people operate out of anxiety when life happens as it is right now. And some people are just like, it's not like we're naive or just kind of ignoring what's happening, but there's a different flow, a different way that we're walking into like our day. It's, you know, we're not like freaking out, and then it's just different. And especially for, you know, Abdul and I, we have kids, and they feel our energy. And if we're not, you know, operating a certain way, or if we are, they feel it. Like, they are mirrors, our 3D 4D mirror. They can feel how they express what we suppress. So we gotta be like tiptoe, like, really good about how we are operating, especially right now.
Well, I listened, do you know who Elena Cardone is? Elena and Grant Cardone, they're real estate investors.
Yeah.
And she has a book called Build an Empire. And she says, you're either building your empire or you're destroying it. There is no halfway in between. And, you know, you're either an asset or you're a liability.
Right.
You either have assets, people, or an asset or a liability. What are you in your life? Are you an asset or are you a liability? You're a liability if you're eating crappy food and your energy is low and you're drinking a bunch of alcohol and you're not exercising. You are a liability. You're an asset if you're exercising, if you're eating healthy foods, if you're in a good mood to show up for your children, if you're in a good mood to show up for your husband or your wife, right? Like, you have to think like this. And so right now you have an opportunity. We all have an opportunity to either become an asset, not just for ourselves, but for other people, or you are a liability.
Right.
So
where can people find you? Just tell them your Instagram, your Facebook details.
So you can find me on Facebook at Vanessa Turk. And then my company is Photographer in Heels. And on Instagram at VTurk, VTURK, or at Photographer in Heels.
Awesome. And I'll also put your information in the show notes so that it's just easy access. And you guys, if you follow her, it's like one of those people that like really deliver value. It's like really good stuff. It's not, and you know, if whatever, I was going to say something else, but it's, you know, there's people that give value and there's people that just post like cute stuff. Like, her stuff is always delivering value, and it's really, really cool to watch and follow, especially if you're new into this, like, you know, shifting your energy and really tapping into like newer levels of awareness and stuff like that. So thank you, Vanessa. You're amazing. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that you were able to deliver the message, this awesome message. And I'm sure we're going to do some more, because you just got so much good stuff in that soul of yours. And I appreciate you so much.
Thank you. And I can't wait to see you when we're not quarantined.
I know.